Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for being here tonight. And before I even go into our prayer tonight, let me pray and invite the Holy Spirit. Okay. First and foremost, that's the most important thing, that we invite the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we come this day and we just lay ourselves out at the altar tonight, Lord, and we just thank you that in you we move and we have our being. There is certainly no God beside you. Tonight I hide myself behind the cross and I let you, Father God, come forth and be glorified through me. That way your word could go forth and minister to your children. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the leader and you are the guide. I thank you tonight that everything will be done decently and in order. I thank you, Father God, that we will be able to receive and to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us, the church, today. Father, I thank you and I welcome you to be in this place. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. I welcome you to lead. I welcome you to teach and I welcome you to guide. This way here, I move myself behind the cross. Let you come forth and let you be glorified. Glorify yourself tonight. Let your presence be known in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you tonight. We thank you that the fire of God is going to come in and it's going to change the atmosphere. We thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that when we pray tonight, but I think we're going to start praying at 8 o'clock. When we pray tonight, Father, when we pray that we will be able to touch heaven, I thank you, Father. I praise you, Father, that we are being taught by you, Holy Spirit. I do thank you and I do praise you this night and this day. In the name that is above every name, let every person or every person, let every person that under the sound of my voice hear your word tonight. Let life come through the phone and let it go through your children tonight. I bind the spirit of confusion. I bind the spirit of heaviness, tiredness. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come against every foul, detestable spirit that would want to come and distract this place tonight. We release the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to saturate from the inside out. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Father, we worship you. We worship you. We give you praise and worship. 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 We worship you, King. We worship you. Yesterday was Monday. Today is on Tuesday. Yeah, okay. So on Sunday, we celebrate your resurrection and we declare tonight resurrection power. We declare tonight that the joy of the Lord will becomes our strength. We declare tonight that the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, when we give our life to you, Jesus Christ, oh my God, there is nothing that we won't be able to do. So tonight, before we start praying, I remember that we were supposed to do a little bit of teaching in regards to praying. So I'm going to talk about praying tonight, just some information, and then we're going to go into our prayer. Okay. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Alabo Sunday. Remako. And you know what? If I'm praying in the spirit, I'm praying in the spirit. I'm asking the Father God Himself. The Father God is building me up, and I'm praying in the spirit. If there's no interpretation, that means I was building up myself. So tonight is the supernatural prophetic house of prayer. But one of the things is we need to know how to pray. We need to get some information on prayer. So before we go into prayer tonight, I'm just going to give some basic information. And I have here in my notes, I said, because we have to get an encounter with the Lord, we must prepare ourselves for this. And then I learned and I look up the word preparation, and it says, what is preparation? How did preparation come about? What is preparation? Preparation means to be ready. It makes to make ready means ready, making things ready, put things in arrangement, you're planning things. So therefore, when we are praying, we just don't go and just hit and miss. We have to have an idea what we're praying about. What will we want? Who are we praying for? What is it we want? So we're going to make a distinction. So tonight, we are going to prepare ourselves like you go in to prepare a meal. We are going to prepare ourselves tonight for prayer, preparation. That's what Paul, when Paul was out there beating up and tearing down the Israelites, what happened? If you read in Acts 9, verse 1 to 7, I think let me see, I'm gonna read it. Or maybe I just talk about it. But let me read it. So we're just gonna go a different way. Last week was totally different. And this is where we're going differently. We never know how the Holy Spirit is gonna lead every week. So that's why we should try to make it when it's time, when then these meetings are called. We try to be in them, you know. Never know what you're gonna learn. You never know how the Holy Spirit is gonna move, because the Holy Spirit is not like us, it's a spirit. Even though we are a spirit, and we need him to minister to our spirit. So that's why we need to be in some kind of spiritual classes sometimes. And that's what this is all about. So Acts 9. I'll say Acts 9, verses 1 to 7. And Saul, he was threatening and he was slaughtering the disciples. Listen to this. He was threatening them, he was slaughtering them. And against the disciples of the Lord, and went to the high priest, and he desire of him a letter to Damascus of the synagogue. So I mean, he went out there trying to find ways to kill these people, trying to find ways out to diminish these people, women and men and even children. He does not care. He was bounding them and bringing them. And what God did? You know what God did? Because we only have 30 minutes, so we're gonna kind of go through this quickly. What did he do? And he said, and God said, look, man, I'm not going to put up with this with you anymore. So listen to me. A voice from the heaven slapped him upside his head when he was walking. And he said, Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting my children? Lord, I lost the scripture. Why are you doing this, Paul? Why are you doing this? And he said, you know what? I want you to go to this place and meet me there. I'm going to come and I'm going to meet you over there. So he wants him to go and he wants him to wait. So it's a form of preparation. He didn't know what was going to happen. The father told him, you go and I'm going to come and I'm going to meet you over there. So it's the same thing with us. We're going to pray. We don't know how this thing is going to work out. But we know it's going to work out in our favor. We can't say it's going to take place today, tomorrow, because we're not God. But we are going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit by His word to take care of what we need. Preparation. Holy Spirit going to meet him. So tonight, we're going to pray and we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us how to pray. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit by the word of God, how do we pray? I remember in John 11, verse 1, when Jesus was praying, the disciples there were just like in amaze. So they went to Jesus and they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. We don't know how to pray, Lord, but I want you to teach us how to pray. So tonight, I'm giving you some examples of how Jesus said for them to pray. If you take your Bibles, if you're in an area where you can take your Bible, go to Luke 11, verse 1. Go to Luke 11, verse 1. Luke 11, verse 1. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke. So tonight we're just going to talk about this before we go into prayer. We have a lot of needs tonight, and we're going to hit them. We're going to hit those targets, and you're going to see results. Yes, sir. You're going to see results. Okay, so Luke 11. Okay, wait a minute. Let me see something. Luke 11, verse 1. I'm sorry, it's not Luke 11. It's John 11, verse 1. No one that didn't look, it didn't look good. Matthew, Mark, John. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I can't stand this big old Bible. Why am I doing this big Bible here? No one of the Bible is so big. Look at my smaller Bible. I have a big Bible here and it's not working in my favor. One second. And my scripture is not matching up. One second. Share my coda la basata. Ida de la bo Sunday de la bo shata. Cora mama la mo Sunday de la bo sanda. Oh, Ramama Kunde de la Bosanda. Oh, Ramasande de la Bosanda. Kora Masanda la Bosanda. Take care of the Bosanda. The Shundu de la Bosanda. The Kora de la Bosanda. So they come and they ask them all to teach them how to pray. And the Father said, when you pray, when you pray, you say, Our Father, okay? Our Father. Who is your Father? Who is your Father? Who is your Father? You said, Our Father. When you go over to Isaiah 64, 7, you see who your Father is. I'm just giving out one scripture because what I want you to do is you go in and you go and you look up these scriptures for yourself and go get other scriptures to match it up. And so that way you'll be able to understand some more. Verse 7. Isaiah 64, verse 7. And there's none that call upon thy name. None that call upon thy name. So you go to your Father, because Jesus had already told you, in that day, you don't ask him for nothing. You ask in to the Father. Go to the Father and ask the Father in his name. 1 John 3, 1 says, your Father love you. He loves you. You are his child. He will not let nothing happen to you. Why am I trying to give out the information, but some people does not want to hear the information that I'm giving? But you have to hear that information. You have to hear that information. So what I'm going to do, because there's something that cannot be, it cannot fall on rejected hearing. You have to be able to hear and understand. Okay? So I'm just going to read the scripture because I am just feeling it in my spirit. And you have to understand that I'm always have to be led by my spirit. And in the name of Jesus. And I'm feeling this and seeing this and picking up all different kind of stuff. And it's like, wow. So we are going to deal with it. But let's pray about this. And give you some understanding. Because once I'm finished here, you just go pick up that scripture and look it over. Okay? Hmm. Jesus, have mercy. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our sins. For we forgive everyone that is in debt to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So the thing is, we say this prayer over and over and over, and we just rattle it off, but we never one day take it apart and get scriptures to match it up and see, why is your father hallowed? Where is he is in the kingdom? What is done on earth? What is done in the heavens? You haven't taken it apart. You don't know nothing about your daily bread. You don't know where your daily bread is coming from. You don't know that you have to go to him and you have to sincerely ask him. You don't know that he has washed your sins. Your sins have already washed. You don't remember that he has been forgiven. You don't even know that when you give somebody something, you don't really have to go back to them for it because you forgive them from all their debts. You don't even understand about temptation. When temptation comes, that you have to drive it back to wherever it comes from, to the pit of the earth, back to the pit of earth, where our hell, where it comes from. You don't even know. You don't even know that when the Father deliver you out of evil, that you're not supposed to go back into it. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you thanks this night. I give you thanks this night. Father, I give you thanks this night. I have prepared a message. But Father God, I had to kind of move through the spirit because there's so many hurting people. Every single night, there are a different group of people that comes online. People might have heard about it. They may have got an invitation from somebody. And just so many different things. So once you come on and when you start picking up on these things, you just have to deal with them. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against every foul, detestable spirit. I break it now in the name of Jesus. I go into the homes in the name of Jesus. And I break and I bind the spirit of confusion in the mighty name of Jesus. I break the mighty Ola Busanda, the one that needs Ola Ma. Funds, supernatural funds. Oh God, supernatural funds. Rent need to be paid. Mortgage need to be paid. Struggling in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your forehead and make the sign of the cross and believe God for complete deliverance when it comes on to finances. Believe God for complete deliverance when it comes on to healing. Believe God for complete deliverance when it comes on to family problems in the home. Oh my God, you have abortion and you just, oh my God. And you said, Lord, I wanted that baby, but I couldn't keep the baby or I was having too many. Lord God, ask for forgiveness, repent. The Father God knows all about it. Just give it over to him. So you sin and he said, ask me for forgiveness and I will be good and I will be just and I will forgive you from all sins and unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, he said, lead us not into temptation. 1 John 1:9 said, confess your sins. He's good and just to forgive you from all unrighteousness. If you're not saved tonight, give your life to him. He will save you. He will deliver you. He will set you free. He will put you on high. The word of God is powerful. The word of God gives strength. The word of God is anointed. The word of God, when it comes, it gives fire to clear and to change. Cure every mock. The word of God is powerful. Inner healing tonight. Emotional healing. I come against the structure that want to come in and to tear down the heart of men. That let the man feel like they so depressed. Oh my God, and so drawn down and beat up and tired and can't take it anymore. I come against that tonight. Let the healing flow tonight, Lord Jesus. Let the Spirit of God flow tonight, Lord God. If you know how to pray in the Spirit, intercede in the Spirit. I bind the spirit of witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against every foul demonic spirit of witchcraft tonight in the name of Jesus. I drive it back to hell where it come from in the name of Jesus. From a child, family members burning candle, Lord God, I dealt with that last week and I'm dealing with it again this week in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against that. I come against that. I break that in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. We give you praise. Children out of line, coming back in line, generational curse, destruction in the home, destruction in the family. Curse in the family. We break it and we bind it now in the name of Jesus. Put your hand up and release abundance. We release abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. We come against sugar, Aramosata, diabetes in the mighty name of Jesus. Swelling of the leg in the mighty name of Jesus. In the hands, in the mighty name of Jesus. Worship and praise you, God. Worship and praise you, God. Worship and praise you, God. Worship and praise your holy name. Worship and praise your holy name. We drive out the spirit of confusion out of every home, out of my home, out of the homes, out of the phone. Drive it out and bring forth peace. Bring forth the spirit of peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring forth the spirit of joy and tranquility in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise and I give you worship. Father, I give you praise and I give you worship. Father, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise and I give you worship. I drive back every foul spirit this night. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call it out tonight. I said, gotta go. You cannot stay there. You cannot stay there. In the name of Jesus, I drive it out of the yard. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to fear tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, fear of the unknown. Lord God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for reminding me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just remember something. I was supposed to do something last week and I forgot it. And the Father, just bring it back into my remembrance. Oh my God, forgive me. Last week I was out. I went to a meeting last week and I'm just coming back home today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in my Korea Baba. Remango lororiando lababande in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you. 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 Ela mashande kora mama kikende Inana mama mama mama, mama mama la musande, inana mama mama, mikushondo la baba baba mama, ora mama 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 mama, lambo stereri o shara mama. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Praying the spirit, praying the spirit, praying the spirit. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, la masa tere. Hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, we give you praise and worship. There is no other God beside you. In you we move and we have our being. Break down every sickness. Break down every barriers. Rama kula basande. Ola bahande Break down every sickness and every disease. Break it down, Lord Jesus. Break it down, Lord Jesus. Break it down, Lord. Break it down, Lord. Break it down, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, break down every sickness and every disease. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Rama, Mama, Mama. In the name of Jesus, Father, we worship you. Father, we praise you. Father, we give you praise. Alamosa. We give you worship. 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 Oh, God. Wow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is such rivers. There is such rivers. And I say such rivers, I mean multiple rivers. Waters that need to be broken. Waters that need to be broken. Water that needs to be broken. Water that needs to be broken. Pipes that open it up that needs to be closed. Areas that need to be closed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to see yourself delivered tonight. I want you to see yourself delivered tonight. I want to see yourself delivered. I'll be right back. I want to just pray in the spirit. I'll be right back. I love most of it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Break every bondage, God. Break every ant's nest tonight. Break every ant's nest tonight. Break every, oh Lord God, break it now. Break it, break it, break. Just put your hand up and just release. Just relieve. Just relieve yourself. Just relieve. Relieve yourself. Get a release. Get a release. Get a release in the spirit. 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 See yourself being delivered in the spirit. Father God, I pray that you'll touch. Touch that person right now. Such a depression. A bind. The spirit of depression. I come against every depressive spirit. Somebody, I have a 13-year-old child. A 13-year-old child, I would say like a daughter. So much confusion in the home. So much disrespect. And I come and I drive out the foul spirit out of the home tonight. I drive it out. I drive it out. And I say, come out, come out, come out of that house in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the parent will put their foot down and stand and let the child know that they're not in leadership. Drive those spirits out of there now. You drive them out. I'm standing in the gap with you. Headaches gone in the name of Jesus. I see headaches just gone right now in the name of Jesus. Financial ruin gone in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens, O God Almighty. I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for breakthroughs tonight. I thank you for breakthroughs tonight, God. Hurting in the knees and in the leg and in the joint. I thank you tonight, Jesus. I thank you. Generational curse. Generational curse. Break it now in the name of Jesus. 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 Disorder, out of order. I break it now in the name of Jesus. I break it now in the name of Jesus. You can pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. There is breakthrough in the spirit now. In the name of Jesus, you having problems in your on your job, in the name of Jesus, I come against, and you have to solve. So keep your mouth closed sometimes. You can't go around argue about everything. You're setting the atmosphere for confusion, so you have to repent tonight. And you got to go in there tomorrow morning with a different attitude. A different attitude. A different attitude. I see the enemy want to take you out. I see the enemy wanting to take you out. See that? But the Father God raised up a standard, and there's a lot of time. There's a whole lot of time. He tries to come in and to take you out. But the Father God prayed, sent his angels to guard and to protect you. And you wonder, how come I've been through this and got out of it? Why? Because his kingdom lives inside of you. That's why you could go forth out there and you could look, you could actually declare thy kingdom come. Jesus is living in you if you give your life to him. When you call upon his name and said, hallowed be thy name. You believe that his name is holy and you're exalting him on high. You're saying that he's in the heavens and you're bringing him down to earth. Whatever is in the heavens, there's no sickness. There is no disease. There's no calamity. There's no witchcraft. Nothing, no poverty, nothing. Everything in the heaven is good. And he tells you to go take it from in the heaven and bring it to the earth. Bring it to the earth. Take it from out of the heavens and bring it to the earth. Take it from out of the heavens and bring it to the earth. The kingdom of God suffer violence, but the violence take it by force. And tonight we are forcing the hand of the enemy and say, back off and back up. Back off and back up. You're not welcome in my life. You're not welcome in my home. You're not welcome on my job. You're not welcome in my finances. You're not welcome in my children's life. You're not welcome in my generation. I take a full authority over you. I bind you. I plead the blood of Jesus over you. Command you to flee. Run. Take an exit and flee. Put your hand up and receive. Put your hand up and receive. Put your hand up and receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Put your hand up and receive the anointing fire of the Holy Spirit. That fire comes in and that fire takes things out. That fire comes in and that fire delivers. That fire comes in and that fire sets you free. The fire comes in and he said, though you were a captive, you are free. You are free tonight. You're free for comeback tonight. You're free to say, I make a comeback. No matter what the enemy tries to do to me, I make a comeback. I have all things through him. My business is prospering. I have multiple streams of income. I am not a mediocre. Wealth run after me and overtake me. I have more than enough for kingdom assignment. Yeah. Yeah. I am the child of the Most High. I am the child of the King. I am the child of the King. Last week, we made some declaration. A lot of people that's on tonight was not on last week. And some of these declarations I am going to make again tonight, that the God of peace will come in and give you peace. The God of peace will come in and give you stability. The God of peace will come in and give you love and gentleness and meekness and faith. There's so much things going on. Need a breakthrough. Need breakthrough. You need breakthrough. You need breakthrough in your family. You need breakthrough in those children. Start anointing their house. Start anointing their bed. Start anointing their shoes. Start anointing their clothes. I'm giving you some insight. Anoint their clothes, their shoes, their room. They're not supposed to come in and give you no kind of argument. You're the one in charge. So start anointing. Call for freedom and not condemnation in your house. Do you understand me? You're citizens of the kingdom of God. And you're here on earth to do exploit. You're not here to be beat up. You're not here to be taken down and teared out. You are here because Jesus Christ sent you here to work with him. So you got to get yourself together. And I know it's not easy. I know your heart is hurting. But I'm here with you tonight. I'm standing in the gap with you tonight. And whatever you believe in God for tonight, just say it. Just talk it out of your mouth right now. So what? Yesterday didn't work out yesterday. It may not even work out by the time you get on the phone. But today, right now, is a new day. Consider tonight as a new day, as a new dawn. And talk to the Father. Let him know your needs. Remember Luke 11, verse 1? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. You want your daily bread? He have it for you. Why would you go to him and ask him for bread and he will give you a stone or a scorpion? Why would he do that? Why? And then in the other hand, he said, you must forgive. 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 So he forgives you and you can forgive somebody else. Do not lead into temptation. He don't want you to be led into temptation. And you can also be delivered from evil. Because his word is alive. His word is powerful. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. His word is powerful. In him you move and you have your being. Do not see yourself as, my mother always said, local artist. No, see yourself as above and not beneath. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Father used me in the prophetic. And that's what he does. He speaks through me by the Spirit. He speaks to me and he gives me information. And if he doesn't give me any information, there's no information that's supposed to be given. That's how the Spirit of God works. That's who he is. He's the Spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. We're spiritual people. So I can't do nothing unless he tells me. But there's a lot of heavy hearts tonight. And you got to trust him with every fiber of your being. You got to trust him. When the going get rough, you got to go to him. You got to go to him. You have nobody else but him. So here I am. I'm in your house. And I'm standing in the gap with you. And yes, go ahead and smile because I'm there. I may not be there in the flesh, but I'm in there in the spirit. And we're touching and we're agreeing right now. We're touching and we're in agreement right now. Because that's what Matthew says. If we touch and if we agree, touch and agree to anything, it will be done. And he says again, whatsoever you bind on earth, it will be bound in the heavens. So what I want from you is for you to go and search the scriptures. Get yourself acquainted with the scriptures and know them. That when somebody is telling them when they're not right, you have an idea. Matthew, Mark, Luke, Matthew 18:18. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. So you have to bind it on earth, and it's going to be bound in heaven. And you loose it on earth, and it will be loosed in heaven. What are you looking for tonight? What do you need tonight from the King? When he created the heavens and the earth, he created everything, and it was all good. When you read Genesis 1, go over there and read it yourself. He created everything, and the sixth day, it said it was very good. Everything was good up until the sixth day. It was very good. Man, it was very good. It was very good. And he said, let us make man into our own image and likeness. And he's going to give man dominion over all things. So Adam and Eve had dominion over all things, and then they sinned. And then Jesus came as the second Adam and gave us all rights. So I could stand in the gap with you tonight as your brother and as your sister. I could stand. And no matter what the enemy brings, I can stand with you. The enemy doesn't have eyes to see, but the Father can show us things in the spirit. So every detestable foul spirit, break it and bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we come against that in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you something tomorrow. We're going to fast. And normally on Monday nights, I would say, because we started last Monday night with the fasting, if you want to be in on the fast, just let me know. Because tomorrow we're going to fast from 6 a.m. to 12. And we're just going to fast in regards to fear. Bind the spirit of fear. Just break fear and drive out fear out of our lives. We're going to bind fear. We're going to take out fear. We're going to take out fear. We're going to take out fear. The other day we talked about the authority. We're going to take fear out. We're going to take it out. We're going to take out fear. And we're going to release the spirit of peace and joy. So we're going to take out fear tomorrow. Because I had something different, but I changed it. And we're going to, based on what's going on the line tonight. So we're going to bind fear. We're going to bind rejection. going to do that tomorrow. Fear and rejection. And then we're going to release acceptance. Hallelujah. 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 Can I just, we just open the prayer line? Just open, just unmute everyone. Let me talk to them for a moment. Just unmute them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we praise you and worship you. Hallelujah. Can it unmute the line, please? Hallelujah. 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 Thank God.
Jesus.
I want to talk to you for a moment. I want to talk to you for a moment. There's a lot of depression tonight. I just want to just yell it out. I just want to yell it out and say, come out. I'm standing right here. Just say, come out. Just say, come out and go right now. Just say, come out. I want you to say, come out. 3 times. Say, come out. Say it now.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of
Jesus, I order you, come out.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Put your hand up right now. Put your hand up. I'm going to release the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Kalato. Miracle. Samaka. Mikikukukubaka.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to release your hand into the atmosphere right now. And I want you to say, Jesus.
Jesus,
thou son of David, have mercy.
Jesus.
There it goes. There go the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
There it is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There it goes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
I want you to worship him. I want you to worship him. There is a breakthrough now in the spirit, and I want you to worship him.
Amen.
Worship. Worship, worship, worship him in the spirit. Lord God, my God, I drive it out. I drive it out. I drive it out. Some of these things you bring into your home, I drive it out, and I call for peace in that home.
Yes,
in the name of
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you for your healing mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for what you have done and what you're about to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the sacrifice that you made on Calvary.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I want you to open your Bible every day. And I just want you to, it doesn't have to be a long scripture. I want you to find a scripture pertaining to you Because what God did tonight, there were certain stuff in your belly and it was making an attraction. And what the Spirit of God did, he released it and he took it out. So I want you to build back that belly up with his word. I want you to build it back up with his word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come against every detestable, you would think it's like cow. It's like a cow. I come against that. And it's like it comes into the people's place and it's like a bull and it wants to come in and fight. It's a man coming and want to fight. Mm-mm. And this woman is fearful of him. And I say, stop it. Stop it. Don't do it anymore. Okay? Stop. Don't continue with this, all right? Stop it. In the name of Jesus, stop it now. Don't continue. Amen? Don't continue. Just stop it. Just stop it. It's not good. You say your baby mama. It's not good. She put up with your crap. You don't have to do this. I'm speaking to your spirit right now, sir. And I'm telling you to stop it. It's not good. It's not nice. It's not the norm. That's not how you treat a lady. That's not how you do it. If you don't even know anything about Jesus, that's not how you live. Especially when you're... I come against every foul demonic spirit. Spirit of incest. I come against that right now. I come against that right now. All kind of nerdy, nasty foolishness. I come against that right now. And there is breakthrough right now in the spirit. Supernatural breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I give you thanks. And I give you praise. There is no other God besides you. In you we move. And we have RB, we can straighten up ourselves and we can say, certainly, you live in us and we reign in the earth as you reign in the heaven. Why? Because your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Well, hallelujah. Tonight, I'm going to. Normally, the line is closed until I get ready to leave. I open it up. But tonight, my administration person is not here tonight. And all I have to say is that if you need me to be in prayer in agreement with you based on Matthew 18, I honestly does not want you to call it out over the line, but you could text me. Just text me. And I will be in agreement because there was some things that I see tonight. And some of it was demonic. Some of it was demonic. Some of it was rebellion. Some of it was lack of finances. Healing. Someone have a problem with the eye. I believe it's the left eye. Oh, okay. Also somebody with the right. Oh, okay. Also right. Well, you got to get married first. Babies. Okay. And then number 7, breaking and binding up generational curse. Your whole family. Your family. I would put my family in that. generational curse. I don't know if somebody have a son that in jail or going to jail. If that's that person or after tomorrow when the recording is out, and that's that person. But I see some family member in jail and are going to jail. Going to jail or in jail, and the parent needs prayer. And I'll stand in the gap for two. Nothing else but just standing in the gap. Believing God for mortgages, your home. Mortgages for the home, problem in the home with finances and mortgage. So I'll believe God and I'll stand. Today is the 11th. Normally I have the phone on mute, but tonight I have to go a different way. Okay. Hallelujah. Demonic rebellion, lack of finances, mortgage, the home is in problem. Needs healing, problem with the left eye and also the right. Babies, generational curse, son or family member in jail or going to jail, parents are in needs. Any one of you have those kind of things going on, you can send me a text and I will be standing in the gap based on Matthew 18:18. Matthew 18:18-19. Let me tell you something. Some of these things come on us because of things that we get ourselves into. So, and some of it because of family and all that. So we're all in this together. So I see your heart and I see your pain. And the Holy Spirit knows all things. We're here together. Okay. So tonight I just want to say I love you guys. My heart is heavy because I've seen some things. The Holy Spirit knows all things. And we prayed about some stuff tonight. But some people just need to go through deliverance. Just need to go through deliverance. You just got to pray. You just got to intercede. And they just have to be delivered. They just have to be delivered. I mean, if you just put your hand in your belly, even right now, you would feel the stirring of your belly because things in there that need to come out. In the name of Jesus. I want to let you know that I love you. I give God thanks for you. I thank God that you're on call on the line tonight. And if it's your first night on or even your second night, I would say welcome. Welcome to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Welcome to the place where God will move by his spirit and it's not man. Welcome to a place where God is going to supernaturally bring deliverance. When it's time to deliver your bread that you need of healing, he's going to heal you. He's going to set you free, sanctify you, wash you, and cleanse you for his purpose. Welcome, welcome in the call. May God bless you. May he give you peace where there is no peace, and supernatural joy So you have a blessed night. And I thank you so much for being here tonight. And don't be worried. Don't worry. Don't worry. God hasn't given up on you. He will never do. It's not that heavy. He is taking some of it, but there's a lot more that needs to be delivered. And it comes through the spirit of deliverance. You need to be delivered. So you got to pray. And that's why I have to stand in the gap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, I give you praise and I give you worship. Father, I give you praise and I give you worship. I thank you for this person tonight. I thank you for that person tonight. I thank you for whoever it is tonight. Joy, peace, tranquility, love, deliverance. Let it come out of the belly. And let it just goes out into the place where it's supposed to go, into the abyss. Don't let it enter into no one else. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Hey, I love you guys. God bless you. And I will talk to you soon.